In the heart of the Inca Empire, the enigmatic figure of a revered shaman was meditating by the sacred lake, where a vision led him to a mysterious portal hidden in the rocky cliffs. Guided by a disc of cosmic power, he ventured beyond the threshold, vanishing into realms unknown, leaving behind a legacy steeped in mystique and wonder. Today, that portal draws seekers to its ancient location, inviting all who dare to unlock the secrets of enlightenment. Friends, welcome to the Mysteries of Latin America podcast, where we reveal the myths, legends, and mysteries of North, Central, South America, and the Caribbean so the whole world can know our stories. My name is Andrew Colon, and today I'll be your guide as we travel to Peru and we'll teach you about the legend of the Portal of Amarumuru, also known as La Puerta de Ayumarca, and the very real rock formation that many people say is the Stargate of the Gods. If this is your first time with us, I invite you to subscribe and follow us on whatever portal you're listening to us on, whether it's Spotify, YouTube, Apple and iTunes, Amazon, Podbean, and to share the podcast with other like-minded adventurers. Now, before getting underway, I want to clarify that stories about time portals are generally rooted in mythology, folklore, mysticism, or science fiction. Latin America, like many regions, doesn't really have peer-reviewed scientific or historical records specifically focused on time portals, stargates, or interdimensional passages. However, the rich cultural history of the region has given rise to the numerous myths and legends, and what I've done today is synthesize different versions of this story to present here today. Now, if you have a different version of the legends, let us know in the comments, and maybe we can tell your version to the world. Now let's get started, friends. A legend associated with the Inca and Aymara people of the Andes in South America says that a long time ago, during the time of the Inca Empire, there lived a wise and revered priest or shaman named Amarumuru, who some also call Aramumuru. Remember, these legends were passed down orally, who was known for his deep connection with the spiritual world and his ability to commune with the gods. One day, while meditating near the sacred lake Titicaca in Peru, Amarumuru received a divine vision that guided him to a specific location in the rocky cliffs near the lake. Following this vision, he discovered a natural rock formation that resembled a doorway or portal. It's said that this doorway was the gate of the gods. According to the legend, Amarumuru possessed a golden disc, sometimes referred to as the solar disc or the key of the gods of the seven rays. This disc was said to hold immense cosmic energy and spiritual significance. It's believed that Amarumuru used the power of the golden disc to open the portal and access other dimensions. In a moment of great spiritual intensity, Amarumuru is said to have walked through the doorway, disappearing from our world. Different versions of the legend say that he either transcended the physical plane and entered a higher state of consciousness, or that he entered a hidden, sacred realm. The golden disc left behind by Amarumuru became a revered artifact with mystical properties, and it was said that whoever possessed the disc could harness its transformative energy for spiritual awakening and enlightenment. And then, for almost 600 years, all mention of the portal was lost to time. And later in the 1980s, a man who was known as a sheep and llama herder named José Luis Delgado Mamani gained attention for his claims of rediscovering the mysterious site known as the Portal of Amarumuru. Delgado, a native of the region near Lake Titicaca in Peru, asserted that he had stumbled upon the site while herding llamas in the area. Now, when we say the site, what do we mean for those of you listening who can't see it? The portal is situated in the middle of a rugged and picturesque landscape characterized by rocky outcrops and rolling hills at an elevation of about 12,500 feet or 3,800 meters above sea level. It's a massive reddish stone structure, approximately 23 feet or 7 meters high and 13 feet or 4 meters wide. The stone appears to be natural sandstone weathered by centuries of exposure to the elements. And at the center of the stone structure, there is a striking feature, a rectangular niche carved directly into the rock face. This niche is approximately 6.5 feet, or 2 meters high, and 3 feet, or 1 meter wide, with a depth of about 2 feet, or a little over 0.5 meter. The edges of this niche are smooth and evenly shaped, and many people say it was intentionally crafted. The niche resembles a doorway or portal, and is flanked by intricately carved geometric patterns and symbols, which some interpret as representing celestial bodies, mythological figures, or other symbolic motifs. Near the center of the niche is a small, round depression, where legend says that the golden disc would be inserted, activating its mysterious powers as a stargate or portal to another dimension. Visitors to the site often describe an aura of mystery and reverence surrounding the portal. The natural surroundings, including the expansive views of the Andean landscape and the shimmering waters of Lake Titicaca in the distance, add to the site's mystique and allure. According to the accounts from the 90s, our shepherd José Luis Delgado experienced a profound spiritual calling one day that led him to explore the rugged terrain surrounding the sacred lake Titicaca. During one of his journeys, he purportedly encountered the enigmatic stone structure with this door-like niche carved into it, which locals believed to be a sacred portal. Delgado's rediscovery of the portal attracted widespread interest from both locals and outsiders, including scholars, spiritual seekers, and tourists. Many were drawn to the site by its mysterious appearance and the legends surrounding it, as well as by Delgado's claims of spiritual revelations and mystical experiences associated with the site. However, Delgado's accounts and interpretations of the portal's significance were met with skepticism by experts in archaeology and anthropology. While they acknowledged the cultural and spiritual importance of the site to indigenous communities in the region, critics questioned the validity of Delgado's claims, saying that his stories might be influenced by his desire to find fame and to make money. And there's been money to be made by publicizing the portal. The area near the city of Puno in Peru has now become a popular destination for visitors to the Lake Titicaca area, bringing an economic windfall to the transportation, hotel, restaurant, souvenir, and guided tour industries there. Spiritual teachers, healers, and practitioners of alternative therapies have also organized workshops, retreats, healings, and ceremonies near the portal, capitalizing on its reputation as a sacred and energetically charged site. Now, if you're like me at this point, one question that you might be asking is, well, whatever happened to the golden disc? Over the years, various individuals, including treasure hunters, adventurers, and spiritual seekers, have searched for the elusive golden disc, drawn by the allure of its supposed powers and the mystique surrounding the portal. However, to date, there have been no documented discoveries or verifiable sightings of the golden disc of Amarumuru. Or have there? In the book Secret of the Andes, written in the 1960s by a man simply known as Brother Philip, it talks about the destruction of the ancient Pacific continent of Mu, which sunk into the Pacific Ocean right before Atlantis did, between 12 and 14,000 years ago. In this story, a great master was able to escape the tragedy, taking scientific and spiritual knowledge to safety in South America, along with a powerful solar disk made of pure gold. This master was Lord Aramumuru, which has been used interchangeably with the name Amarumuru in Inca legends, depending on who you talk to, as they were passed down orally. According to the book, the golden disc was hidden in an underground temple and later taken to Cusco in Peru and used by Inca priests. When the Spanish came, it was taken for safekeeping to a monastery near the sacred lake Titicaca. The book says the monastery and the golden disc have since been raised to another dimension and will one day return to us when we are spiritually prepared to receive these gifts. it's widely acknowledged that Brother Philip, author of Secret of the Andes, is really a man named George Hunt Williamson. But in an unusual plot twist, it's also been said that George Hunt Williamson is really the pen name of an Eastern Orthodox bishop named Michael Dobrinovich, who was an anthropologist and explorer. What does science say? Prominent archaeologists and scientists generally approach the portal of a Marumuru with skepticism and caution, especially when talking about the mystical or supernatural claims associated with it. From a scientific perspective, the site is viewed as an archaeological feature worthy of study, with unique architectural characteristics like the door-like niche carved into the stone structure. They recognized its importance within the context of Andean archaeology and cultural heritage, as it reflects the ingenuity and craftsmanship of ancient indigenous people. But when it comes to the mystical or esoteric interpretations of the portal, most scientists are still skeptical. Claims of the site being a portal to other dimensions or having supernatural powers are typically viewed as unsubstantiated and lacking any real empirical evidence. Instead, researchers emphasize the importance of conducting rigorous archaeological investigations and employing scientific methods to better understand the site's origins, function, and cultural significance. But despite the skepticism and controversy surrounding the claims made by people like José Luis Delgado, they've played a significant role in bringing attention to the portal of Amarumuru and stimulating public interest in the site's archaeological, cultural, and spiritual importance. Today, the legend of Amarumuru and the Golden Disc continues to attract spiritual seekers and those interested in the mysticism of the Andean region. The Amarumuru portal remains a site of pilgrimage where individuals come to connect with the spiritual energies believed to be present at this ancient and sacred location. Sometimes learning about these mysteries leaves me with more questions than answers. Like, is it really a doorway carved into an ancient rock wall, or was it a natural formation people gave mysterious properties to after they found it? Also, how has the commercialization of the area impacted the site? And what responsibility do we have to protect and preserve sites like the portal for future generations? I ask that question of myself every time I go to Chichen Itza here in the Yucatan Peninsula. Thousands of people selling trinkets and mini pyramids and articles made in China make me ask the same questions. I'd love to hear your thoughts on these questions and the story, and if you've heard another version of the story, I'd love to know. Now, no matter whether you call it the portal of Amarumuru, Aramumuru, Ayamarca, or the portal of the gods, sites and legends associated with this mystical place and others like them in Latin America have captured the hearts and minds of people forever, and I think they will for a long time to come. And that's why I've included the portal of the gods as one more of the myths, legends, histories, and mysteries of North, Central, South America, and the Caribbean to feature here on the Mysteries of Latin America podcast. I thank you for listening, and I invite you to follow and subscribe to this podcast however you're hearing it, and to share it with people you know who might like to listen to a story about one of the most intriguing parts of the world. And make sure to catch us on the next episode. I've got something really special planned for you. Thanks again, friends. I'm Andrew Colon. Adios.